With us today is Newt Gingrich, a former Speaker of the House, and one smart guy, a historian, an author, and he's been around the block, and he knows where everything is. Mr. Gingrich, Speaker Gingrich, what say you about what's going on in Ukraine right now?
Well, I think that Vladimir Putin, who was a KGB-trained professional, who hates the West, hates NATO, sees the United States as the main enemy, he's made a calculated decision that we have a very weak president, that NATO's in disarray, that the Germans have basically sold out everything for their economy. And so he wants to take back Ukraine. I recommend to everybody, he gave a speech the other day, which is available in English. And when you read it, and it's long, it's like 23 pages. But when you read it, you realize this guy has a very clear vision of what he wants to do. And the next stop is Ukraine. And whether he will then go further, you don't know yet. I mean, he's a little bit like a gambler who he's going to push, see what the reaction's like. If the West is as weak as it seems right now, he'll push again, probably against the three Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, maybe against Poland. He really wants to destroy NATO and drive the U.S. out of Europe. And he sees that as his job.
Mr. Speaker, it looks like Germany is more loyal to Putin than they are to NATO. And Turkey, I think, is more loyal to Putin than they are to NATO. France is still trying to make up their mind. And some friends of mine in Europe said to me, Putin would rather be partners with the European community than with China. What say you to that?
Well, that's probably true, but it doesn't quite work that way. I mean, in the case of the Germans, China's their biggest export market now. I mean, they sell more BMWs and Mercedes and Volkswagens in China, and Russia is the source of their inexpensive energy. So the two great dictatorships both have huge pieces of the German economy, and the Germans are not going to risk that over something as, you know, like Ukrainian independence, which the Germans don't care about. The result is that the great danger right now is that Xi Jinping in China is going to watch how weak the West is and decide the moment has come to seize Taiwan. That while we're busy worrying about Ukraine, that's the right moment for China to take back what it considers its 19th province. All of this means the end of the post-World War II system, which had successfully maintained the peace worldwide for some 77 years. And I think now that we're going to see a much more violent world and a lot greater dangers, and we're going to see the dictatorships being much more aggressive.
What did Secretary Bob Gates say about Joe Biden?
He said that on every major foreign policy issue for 40 years, Biden had been wrong. I think that's probably true. And, of course, Biden has the same team as Obama, and they were astonishingly weak. When Putin took Crimea, there was no real consequence. When Putin crossed the so-called red line in Syria, there was no real consequence. And I think that, the same team that sent $1 billion in cash to the Iranians, which they then used to fund their terrorism, those same people are trying to cut a deal with Iran. So they're failing in Ukraine. They're in danger in Taiwan, and there's a very high likelihood they're going to sell out our interest in Iran. And this is a disastrous administration whose only virtue may be keep us out of war by surrendering faster than the bad guys can demand.
I'm going to give you one other scenario. I understand that the Chinese have guaranteed the Russians that if they lose any revenues from the West, that they're going to make up the revenues in oil purchases. And the other danger is if we cut them out from the banking system, the Chinese told the Russians that we're going to maybe start a third currency. Isn't that a big danger?
No, I think that's right. The other thing to remember here is that from the Chinese perspective, it's not a very big risk to offer to buy Russian oil. But what people don't seem to be able to understand is that Biden's anti-American oil and gas policy has driven up the price. I think it crossed $100 last night per barrel. That means that Russia is making $1 billion a day because they're selling oil, including
$365 billion a year, and that covers their entire budget.
Well, and so what you have is a Biden strategy which punishes the American people with high gas prices, punishes the American people by killing the oil and gas industry and killing jobs, and weakens our allies in Europe while enriching Putin and enabling him to fund all of his adventures. I mean, it is the most self-destructive policy I can imagine.
Newt Gingrich, thank you, and thank you for everything you've done for America. Right. And we're going to catch up again real soon because things are moving at a fast pace.
Well, I look forward to talking with you, and you're right. This is a period when every day something new is happening. So talk to you soon.